We're speaking this morning with Superintendent of Schools for the Sedalia School District, Bradley Pollitt. Mr. Pollitt, I understand that your board has recently approved a new sick leave incentive program. Of course, I want to talk about the numbers and how it's going to affect financially, but let's start with exactly how this program will work.
Well, basically, each year our employees get 10 sick days and 2 personal days. And of those 10 sick days, our board has decided that at the end of each school year, for any sick day not used that year, the district will pay the employee, a certified employee, roughly $50 and non-certified $35. So our teachers could possibly get a check at the end of the year for $500 or $350 if you're non-certified for not using those sick days. And, you know, our goal is that we believe that the classroom teacher is the most valuable resource we have for our students and for our students' education. And we're not encouraging people to come to work when they're sick. What I believe this will encourage families, when there's a sick child in the household, the family will have to have a conversation about whether the teacher is going to stay home or the spouse is going to stay home. I think right now they don't have that conversation, that the teachers usually stay home when there's one of their children sick, just from the standpoint is they have sick days. And so now I think it's going to cause some conversation. And you know, each year our sub pool continues to get smaller and smaller, and as we have teachers that aren't at school, then sometimes we aren't able to fill those positions because of our sub numbers. And our subs work very hard, and we're appreciative of their efforts. But at the same time, we know that the certified teacher and the folks that we've hired to do those jobs are the best assets we have.
Well, absolutely. Okay, let's get to the numbers part of it. How big of a potential impact will this have for your district?
Well, best case scenario, which that never happens, but that's what you run it on, is that, you know, the district could save up to $150,000 a year. That would be if no one took one sick day and we didn't hire one sub, because the $50 that we're paying the certified is about $20 less than we would pay a sub that day, and the non-certified, it's about the same amount, about a $20, $25 less than what we would pay the substitute. So we do this. We're going to do this on a year-to-year basis. We're going to try this next year and see how it works, and then again come back to the board to see whether our numbers work out in a positive fashion or not. And if it doesn't look like it's causing any difference, then we probably wouldn't recommend to do it again. But we know some other districts. I believe Camdenton and some other of those districts have tried this, and they found it to be successful.
Very good. I want to shift gears on you just a little bit. I understand that you're getting a new stadium there in Sedalia. Again, I'm a little behind on that news, I realize, but I want to talk about that. Where are we at on that construction project? Give us the basics, if you will, please.
Well, our board decided that about a year ago, a little less than a year ago, maybe 9 months ago, that we would start a stadium project, and we were fortunate enough through the refinancing of the bonds of our new high school. We saved roughly $700,000 through that refinancing. We got $2 million in private donations. We sold our present stadium to the city for $1 million. And so we're in a $7 million stadium project, in which well over 50% of those funds have come from the refinancing of bonds, the sale of the stadium, or private donations. And so we were able to do this without asking for an increase in our levy for our local taxpayers, and we've needed a stadium. We're behind, as normal when you have a building project. Our goal is still to have the stadium open by, I believe it's October 17th, which is our homecoming game, and we're still pushing toward that. It's a slow process. We had a lot of weather early. We seem to be getting a lot of things done now, but it's going to be a beautiful facility, and again, we were able to do that without asking the taxpayers for an increase in the levy. And you know, we've got a really strong board here. They worked really well with the administration and the community, and right now we just seem to have a good process going.
Oh, very good. So if we were to drive out to the construction site today, Superintendent, what would we see in progress?
Well, the best way, if you want to actually look at it, it would be go down Highway B toward Green Ridge and look to your left, and what you're going to see is you're going to see that all the gravel's been poured for the turf. And they're compacting that gravel, and you're going to see that the inside concrete railing for the new 8-lane track has been poured as well. You're going to see on the south side, you're going to see two-thirds of Building A, which is the home locker room and the concession stand in the being completed. And on the left, you're going to see, or to the north, you're going to see Building B, which is the visiting locker room. You're going to see it just starting to be completed. Been a lot of dirt work done in that project. You don't realize how much initial work has to be done with the moving of dirt and the moving, removing of rock. And so it's a long process, but you'll be able to, if you drive down Highway B toward Green Ridge and look to your left, you'll be able to see that we're building a stadium.
Well, that's wonderful. I want to compare the old stadium to the new stadium, what I obviously knew, but will you have more seating? What differences might we see?
Well, first of all, which is common, you're going to see a different location. And Jenny Jane Stadium served this community for 60 years and served it proud and served it well. And it was time for us to upgrade that facility or build a new facility. And part of our issues in the old red clay track at Jenny James, we couldn't make that an eight-lane surface. And, you know, we've needed an eight-lane all-surface track. 2 years ago, we were not able to host one track meet here because of the weather. And you know, our track team won the conference, and we had some state qualifiers. And we really want to put them on a level playing field. And so what you're going to – the difference is going to be you're going to see a turf field instead of a grass field. And you're going to see a visiting bleachers that will hold about 500 patrons. And you're going to see a home bleacher that will hold about 2,500. And that's a little bit bigger than what you're going to presently see now. The old stadium had concrete bleachers. These will be aluminum bleachers. You're going to see a dressing room, a state-of-the-art dressing room for locker room for both home and away, and just going to be a beautiful facility. We're going to have two practice fields. It'll be grass. They won't be turf, and we're real excited for it. We're real excited for the community. I think once it's like our new high school, once the community got in there, once the community started using it, very much needed and very appreciated.
Absolutely. We'll look forward to that October 17th game. Can't wait to see it. Anything else there in your district that we need to cover right now, sir?
No, I just appreciate you giving us an opportunity. Like I said, we've got a great board here that really thinks about our students, works well with our administration, and we've been able to be progressive in these areas. And, you know, our patrons have been very trusting of our present board and our present administration. And passing the levy for the new high school in 2008-09, which the building was completed in 2009-10. It's a beautiful facility and very much appreciated for the taxpayers of our community and their support of our district.
Absolutely.